10 minutes before the hour, morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. At the beginning of a brand new week, we'll have highlights from our Christ Brings Hope Award Dinner in the Twin Cities Friday evening. That's coming up. And our Monday Spiritual Director is Father Burke Masters, the Vocations Director of the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois. As you know, Father Burke, like Glenn, a convert to the Catholic Church, and perhaps you have converted to the Catholic faith and came into the Church this Easter. Welcome. Part of the family here on Relevant Radio, part of our family in Christ as well. Some things to remember as brand new Catholics, and even us cradle Catholics need to remember these few things. Sean McAfee is the founder and editor of EpicPew.com, terrific website, the author of several books with three things for new Catholics to keep in mind. Sean, good morning. Welcome back to Morning Air.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Good morning.
And us cradle Catholics have to remind ourselves of the same things, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's one family.
Yeah, definitely. What now, again, as we go through the three things for new Catholics to keep in mind, what would number one be?
Yeah, I would say that the first thing to do is to make sure that you make frequent use of the sacraments and all of the sacraments whenever they're appropriate. But most specifically, new Catholics should make sure that they're trying to attend Mass as often as possible, not just the weekly obligation and the feast days, but see if they can get to weekday Mass more than once a week, and then also regular confession. It depends, I guess, on the amount of the sinner. Myself, actually, I confess once a week. I can't ask everybody to do that. That might be an extension for some people, but it keeps me in a safe zone and a level of comfort, and also just makes me available in more confidence to the sacrament of the Eucharist that we're supposed to we're supposed to examine our consciences before we receive. So, yeah, I would say most relevantly is making the most use of the sacraments we have. But also, specifically to new Catholics, unless you're single, I'm guessing few priests entered the Catholic Church who aren't making use of the sacraments, and then a few religious folks entered the Catholic Church who aren't making regular use of the sacraments. But the one unique item on there is for married folks, and they need to know that they should remember that as Catholics, they are, and this is unique to the holy matrimony, is they are the administrators of their own sacraments. So it's up to them on really how much they nurture it and how much they put into it, and that's ultimately going to be what they receive from it.
Three things for new Catholics to keep in mind. Sean McAfee, the founder editor of CatholicPew.com. As you mentioned, the frequent use of the sacraments. You say you go to confession once a week. I go to confession every 10 days to 2 weeks because I kind of fray at the edges if I go any further than that, because you see the changes in yourself. The Holy Spirit allows you to be sensitive to all of the graces that come out of the frequent use of the sacrament of reconciliation. And again, you talk about going to daily Mass and receiving Eucharist as often as possible, because that's the true transformation that takes place. And that is not only the transformation, but gives you the spiritual strength to fight off the devil.
Yeah, absolutely. It's our spiritual food, and we really can't operate without our food.
A lot of us cradle Catholics sweat the small stuff, and I don't know how that crept in. What's your advice to someone who has just come? The small stuff becomes monumental stuff, and it's like, wait a minute, how did I paint myself into this corner? I know better, courtesy of the Holy Spirit. But we do sweat the small stuff, don't we?
Yeah, it's easy, year after year and month after month, season after season, to get swept up in the latest Catholic controversy. Did Pope Francis say this? Was this cardinal really at this meeting saying this? Or, did Pastor Johnny, really, not do a homily? Or did he give a homily on, this instead of that? And, those are really important things to discuss, but they're not important things to really get bent out of shape over. And perhaps some Catholics over time might get so bent out of shape that they'll eventually lose confidence in something that they had great confidence in. So, first of all, you want to build that confidence. That's your first remedy, to understand what the Church is, and let that be the basis of your faith instead of being happy with everything that happens. Because ultimately, Christ passed on a perfect Church, a perfect hierarchy, to sinful people. One of the 12 was a betrayer. So I always tell people, one-twelfth of the Church, you can expect to be bad. And I don't know if that's particularly accurate, but it's a good thing to keep in mind. You know, as we become disappointed with this or that in the church, to have an open mind and to remember daily, if needed, the special reason that we did join the church, and that's that it is His body, and we have access to the sacraments, and that Christ is truly present in the Eucharist.
I would say, as an adult convert, and I'd say for many converts or even people trying to learn more about the Catholic Church, they're not that interested in all the fussing and feuding about stuff like that and are doing what they're doing because of the basic theological issues. But anyway, I wanted to ask what tips you might have for those whose schedules don't allow for daily Mass or confession as often as they'd like.
Great question. Yeah, the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you have a great private study life, I suppose. You know, get some books on the saints, get some readings from all the great publishers out there, you know, Our Sunday Visitor. Visit your local Catholic bookstore and just have a look around. Maybe there's a brilliant-looking rosary, you know, that, you know, just holding that rosary makes you want to pray it more often, or maybe you were given it as a gift, or maybe there's a wonderful statue of one of the Our Ladies, Our Lady of Guadalupe, or Our Lady of Lourdes that you look at and you're just filled with wonder. You know, those are opportunities to grow in the faith daily if you can't get to the access the sacraments as often as possible. But even more than that is I would look at the reasons that maybe we aren't accessing the sacraments. I remember so many times in my life as a Catholic, it's only been 7 years or so, but there were times in my life where I could have been attending daily Mass but didn't. You know, it was only a 5-minute walk, you know, to the local church, or maybe I worked right across the street from a church and didn't. Or I said no on a monthly basis receiving the sacrament of reconciliation, you know, either through my own, embarrassment or whatever it might have been. You know, I had a reason at these points in time. give yourself the opportunity to analyze why you're not accessing those. If it's an issue of proximity and availability, okay, so be it. Then work on making sure that you have the social life of the Catholic Church down as well. You know, daily prayer, and also, you know, consulting and the eventuality of a spiritual director. But more than that, just make sure you, advice to all Catholics out there really is to just evaluate why you're not accessing the sacraments more often.
We only have about 30 seconds remaining, Sean. Prayer is a very big part of it. We need to pray for those who have just come into the Catholic Church. Bottom line, we just need to pray for each other.
Absolutely, 100%.
Sean McAfee, the founder and editor of EpicPew.com, the author of several books, 3 things for new Catholics to keep in mind. And if you're a cradle Catholic like me, we need to keep this in mind and live all of these points and then some. We'll share the article up on our Morning Air Facebook page. Sean, thank you.
Thank you. Pray for me.
We'll do that. Count on those prayers, Sean. Thank you. On this Monday morning, as we continue, we'll say happy anniversary. This is a couple of days late, Glenn. 15 years ago, was Saturday to the date, 15 years ago, a program called Morning Air debuted on this new network called Relevant Radio. How about that? Huh? 15 years. And you started just shortly after that. You've got your 15th anniversary coming up as well.
Yeah, coming up this summer. We'll reminisce a little more before the show is through.
You bet. 1 minute before the hour on Monday morning, it's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.